We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you and hello. Enclosed, please find one My Music team, slightly used but in working condition. Ian Wallace, Dennis Norden, John Amis and Frank Muir. In the opening round this week, all the music has some connection with jumping. First question for Ian Wallace.
My girl's name is Sonora. I tell you, friends, I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you.
Ian, who was that singing?
In a word or two words, Harry Belafonte.
Yes, one longer than the other. Harry Belafonte it was, yes, Jump in the Line. Just the sort of song you'd hear at the Jump Up Carnival in Trinidad. One mark to you, and that's got us off the ground with a bit of bright music. Dennis, what kind of jump is this?
A jump of about 30 years to start,
yes,
to start with. It More. Sounded like Harry James, and
yes,
it sounded like 1 o'clock jump, which he made a bit. I don't know, yeah. Is it 1 o'clock jump?
No, it's the sequel.
I didn't know there
was 1:30.
Yeah.
A clock jump.
No, didn't you know there's a sequel?
No, not offhand. I didn't know, was it? Yeah?
Yes. Anybody in the audience? Thank you. 2 o'clock jump.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, I wish I'd said
I
that.
I think we give you the mark because the theme and the basis and the arrangement were very much the same, really. So 2 o'clock jump is the answer in the mark to Dennis. John Amis, who's doing the jumping here?
Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching off. Look at the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said don't jump. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Remember him?
Is that Mr. Overweight Waller?
Yes. Thomas, the nickname?
Fats.
Fats Waller, yes. It's the raid at the end of his song, The Joint is Jumping. And the police siren, the joint is raided, and he says, don't give your right name. Oh, no, no, no.
Somebody told me the other day they were in charge of Fats Waller when he was performing years ago at the Holborn Empire. Mm. And he'd had quite a few drinks. And he managed to get him to the Holborn Empire, and they steered him towards the stage, and he finally sat down, played one chord on the stage, and then fell asleep.
Yes, that's right. Frank, this too is a jumping type number, in a sense. What's that called?
Wasn't that a signature tune for something? It's the Grasshopper's Dance.
The Grasshopper's Dance, yes. By, they always used to say by whom in those days?
Well, by grasshoppers, presumably.
That's conceivable.
Isn't it Bucalozzi?
Bucalozzi.
Yeah.
Marvellously. Well cudgelled from your memory, yes. Yes.
Remember Hermione Gingold used to do, didn't she used to do a piece of
the cello?
Yeah, with a cello, and used to make Bucalossi into about 8 syllables.
Yes. In that, do you remember, was that the song, I Wish I'd Never Taken Up the Cello? That one, wasn't it?
No, this was a monologue she used to do about the grasshopper dancers.
Yes, and it was Bucalossi.
And on, everybody having got a mark so far. General musical questions, all pathetically easy if, like me, you have the answers in front of you. Ian Wallace, if the fourth is tragic, the sixth little, and the ninth great, what is wrong with the eighth?
Well, nothing really, except there isn't quite enough of it.
How true? Because?
Because it's unfinished.
Yes. They are, in fact...
Schubert symphonies.
Schubert symphonies, yes, indeed, mark to you. Dennis... They wrote Please, Love in Bloom, June in January, and Thanks for the Memory, And in 1936, mark the year, 1936, they even wrote a song called Long Ago and Far Away, which Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin didn't manage to do for another 8 years. Who were they?
Well, they were the two chaps who contributed to a lot of the early Bing Crosby films. Yes. And wrote most of his those Hawaiian songs. He Blue Hawaii, you know. Robin and Ranger. Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger.
Robin and Ranger. Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger is right for Mark. Good. John Amis, if Troymer is number five, what is number one? Troymer.
It's in the... not Troymer, right?
No.
Troymer.
Oh, no. Is it a symphonic work?
No, it's a song.
A song. But then it sounds a bit like, oh, no.
It's one of five songs, as a matter of fact.
One Meatball.
And there's a gentleman is going through agonies in the
audience. I'm with it.
You're with it? What is it? What, then, is number one?
Oh, God. It's the Wesendonck Lieder.
That's
Wagner.
Right. Wagner's number one is five songs. Gentleman in the audience, please. He doesn't know after all that, does he? Der Engel is number one, the first of Wagner's five songs. Half a mark.
Yes.
Frank, what did the Prince of Persia sing in praise of a plane tree? Tortures for
Frank. In any particular situation was he at the time? Or was he an actual prince or king?
Oh, no, he was in an opera, a comic opera. It's a tune everybody knows.
Plane tree?
Under a plane tree, under the shade. Ian is trying to help, I think.
There's a message coming in across the barbed wire.
Ian, it's very nice of you to help. What are you trying to tell them?
I was trying to say Ombra My Foo.
Yes, you'd be right, too. Yes. Now, what's that?
There's a jazz thing called That's a Plane Tree.
That's a plane tree.
I thought you were telling me it was the film song from Jaws.
Well, now,
I don't understand.
You must know which song it is, then. John, you must know.
Ombra My Foo.
Yes,
Ombra My Foo.
Handel's Largo. Yes, that's what he's saying.
Which refreshes the feet.
But I can't,
as we all know.
Yes, but I can't possibly give you a mark for that because it came from the other side. Let's move on. In our school days, or at any rate in my school days, the music teacher used to make us clap rhythms. So, for instance, the national anthem became... and so on.
Good.
Well done, Dennis. You're well away. I shall be tapping the rhythms on a rather musical board. Ian, this is a Russian piece of music. See if you can identify it. It's in 6/8 time with a quaver lead-in before the bar.
Very good.
Got it?
Yes. It's Russian. You said it was Russian, and...
Well, why don't I play it?
Yes,
I'll give you half a mark if you can identify it from the music, right?
It's Tchaikovsky.
Yes, which one?
No, I'm not going to... it's a symphony, but I'm not going to commit myself on which one.
Right. No. Well, I... can't. No, you can spare the mark, so no marks there. Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. Dennis, yours is English, a very popular piece of light music.
It was the theme from the film Knock on Wood.
Any other ideas of it?
No, except I don't know whether you're going for the woodpecker vote.
I'll play it again. Half a mark if you can identify.
Oh, yeah. I know it, but I couldn't put a name to it for the life. Do you know what it is?
Oh, it's
The Elizabethan Serenade. The Elizabethan Serenade by Ronald Binge. And it made him a fortune, highly deserved, too. Most original and lovely piece of music.
The audience knew that.
Yes, they did.
The warm rumble.
That's right, and they're getting the mark. Yes. John, a Belgian composer, and you must admit that narrows it down a bit, a Belgian composer wrote this in 9/8 time, starting on the downbeat. Thank you. Yes.
It's called The Accursed Huntsman.
Yes, The Chasseur Body.
That's right. Good.
And by
Squeezer Franck.
Yes. Say that part. Yes. César Franck is right, yes. And all I need to say about yours, Frank, is that it's Austrian. And a title?
Beletsky.
Yes, by... Oh. That wiped the Strauss off his face.
by Johann Strauss, yes, the elder.
Yes, the elder.
The father,
right.
You yes, said.
Pair, yes, the first. Right.
No, there were two of them, but he was the elder.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you mean unlike me and my daughter, she's now older than I am. From a listener in London, Northwest 3, I've received a marvellous list of songs suitable for adoption by the Law Society. Songs for lawyers... Songs for high court judges, songs for magistrates. A promising field, I think you'll agree. In fact, I thought we'd see if you can come up with a suggestion. Ian, music for a member of the bar. And I seem to recollect that you were trained for the bar, so it's appropriate that you should start.
Yes, it was. Something to do with the law. It becomes more and more obvious the more I try to do musical programmes.
Pulling
yes,
pints.
There are a few sort of very obvious, Gilbert and Sullivan from Iolanthe and Trial by Jury, but I think probably you're thinking of something a little more esoteric, like what about for a very beautiful Lady QC, Sweet Sue?
Sweet Sue, that's
thank
it.
You.
Thank you, yes. Frank, and I can cross out one of the ones I was going to give you at the end as well. Very good, Ian. One right. Dennis, the legal profession song?
Yeah, actually, never mind Gilbert and Sullivan. In Me and My Girl, the show that Lambeth Walk came out of, there was a song that went, Bring Your Troubles More and More to the Family Solicitor.
Jolly.
Ranging. I've got summons time and the living is easy or one that
living is difficult
would hold very very true is how can you believe me when I told you that I love you when you know I've been a lawyer all my life.
Nice. John,
I can't think of anything except that an American friend of mine used to swear this was an old folk song from the Appalachian Mountains, and it went something like, My object all sublime, I will achieve in time, to make the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime. It is Appalachian, isn't it?
In a sense, yes.
Yes. Frank, how have you been getting on with a lawyer's song?
Well, everybody has said what I'd written down before me. All I've come up with is the theme song from Brief Encounter.
Very nice, too. The listener who suggested the idea, with lots of time, of course, to think about it, came up with quite a selection. Putting on the Ritz, W-R-I-T-S.
Oh, yes, that's
nice
good.
One. Yes. Please, P-L-E-A-S.
Yes, good.
Guilty. A terribly far-fetched one. Justice Ong at Twilight. Mr. Justice Ong. Won't you come home, Old Bailey? And I think the most ingenious of all, which I thought one of you might come up with, an injunction to the legal profession itself. Bar, black sheep. I don't know whether there's been a long-playing record yet called Don't Knock the Baroque, but it wouldn't surprise me if there is. Baroque music is immensely, indeed almost idiotically popular in London just now. You can fill a hall with names like Vivaldi, just as surely as you can empty a hall with music by living composers. A generalisation, but it's more or less true, I think. Here's some delicious period music for treble recorder, strings and continuo. And I'm going to ask you, Ian, about the composer. Ian, you have a choice. Would you say that music was composed by Talleyrand, Tamerlane, Tintoretto, Telemann, Tutankhamen, Titian, or Tinkerbell?
I don't think it's Tinkerbell. It's marvellous music, that, isn't it?
It's isn't
the sort
lovely?
Of thing
yes.
where, in a period play, you hear somebody say, "La, Lady Fanshawe."
Yes.
Yes. Is that the minstrel coming across?
Ah, you quiz me.
Yes. Yes. Or how you do run on.
Yes. Yeah. Most of those people that you mentioned, happily, were not composers. I only recognise one composer, so I'm going to plunge for Telemann.
Yeah, I like the way you say most of them were not composers.
Well, you never know. People yes. like Titian and Tintoretto might have knocked off a sonata in between pictures.
Mm, how true, yeah. Telemann.
Oh, Mr. Telemann, yes. tell me banan.
Telemann it was, 1681 to 1767, in case you were about to ask. The mark to Ian. Dennis, I mentioned just now recorder, strings and continuo.
I noticed that.
Odd word. I'm glad you did. Continuo is an odd word. I'm going to ask you what its origin is. What do you think it means, continuo?
Well, it's a Latin word, which means forthwith or immediately. So it must be some kind of instrument that you must play immediately, like those things you cook that have to be consumed immediately. It would be something like if you made a flute out of ice. you couldn't hang about before you played it.
And it would be a very short shelf life.
Yes, yes, it would be a very Baroque thing to do, wouldn't it? No, I feel pretty confident about that.
Well, I thought, yes, I'm sure you do, so you should. Continue. On that record, the harpsichord part, it goes through. It continues throughout the performance, but as always, I prefer your answer.
Yeah.
Mark to you. John Amos, the recorder player we're hearing in this round, as you may have guessed, is David Munro. Here he is again. The composer of that, born around 1693, may well have been a recorder player himself. He certainly settled here in Britain as the oboist, leading oboist at the King's Theatre. His friends in the theatre pit probably called him Sam. Who was he?
Sam?
Yes.
Samuel...
No, just Sam.
Just Sam?
Sam...
Sam Martini?
Got him. Yeah, Giuseppe Sam Martini, or San Martini. Yes, you've got him.
I should be so lucky.
You composed that.
In this round should be called Go for Baroque.
Yeah. Anyway, it was Sam Martini who composed that concerto in F. Frank, on what is, you'll have to believe me, a related subject, where would you find a musical teapot?
Ceylon. India, China.
Ah, you got it.
China.
You got it in three.
You would find a musical teapot in China. The only... Cheng. I say Cheng because it's the only Chinese musical instrument I know. It was not a bit teapot shaped, but it was a lump. And you sucked it. You didn't blow it.
You got it. Resembles a set of pan pipes rising from a teapot-shaped bowl and stem. So much for the chain.
And there's a Bach coffee cantata.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
That doesn't really fit. It
doesn't quite work.
And there's Rococo music.
Before we end the programme and wish you sweet dreams, we have a final round of singing. Four songs about dreams or about sleep. One of them about that last sleep enjoyed in spectral form by Anne Boleyn in the Tower of London. You'll have to guess who's going to sing that one. Dennis, you first. Sleepy Time Gal. Charming little tune. Can you remember that?
Sleepy Time Gal, you're turning night into day.
Don't try it.
Sleepy Time Girl. I'll tell you Wednesday. Yes. You dance the evening away. Now, before... Where were you? Huh? fades out of sight. Just give me one little kiss, then let me whisper goodnight. It's getting late and dear, your pillows. What are you doing there? It's like kind of like knotted spaghetti. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think we'll settle at that.
All right, settle for that.
Quicker I finish, the sooner Ian starts.
Nice. I got a bit carried away there. I found we were at the same part of the chorus, and it rather went to my head. I'm sorry about that. John, many moons ago, you sang on this show a snatch of a song which many listeners, one of them me, would like to hear again. Perhaps a little more this time.
How many?
More, yes.
Well, there's Steve and John.
More than wanted to hear you sing with her head tucked underneath her arm, Frank. We'll come to John that later. Yes. John, I saw your image, sang Gabriel Fauré, in a dream.
Right. Would you care to...
Yes, I will do that.
Dans sommeil que charme ton image, je t'aimerai avec moi, ardent mirage. Tes yeux étaient si doux, ta voix pure sonore, pure âme, ciel éclairé par le nord. Tu m'appelais, je quittais la terre.
If we go on. Frank, it is midnight, the Tower of London, a headless figure walks.
Come.
Listeners of a nervous disposition should stop their ears at this point, and others may wish to do the same. All right, Frank?
Between the musicians.
All yours. Have a go.
With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walked the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. That's all I'm going to do with it.
Ian, weary, ill at ease, your fingers wandered idly over the organ keys when suddenly you found two lost chords.
I couldn't play it.
No. I say two lost chords because, according to the song, they were like the sound of a great amen. And that's two chords, as far as I'm concerned. I'm being a bit pedantic.
Recycle shall number I, two coming up.
Shall I give you a chord? Yes.
Seated one day at the organ, I was weary and ill at ease, and my fingers wandered idly over the noisy keys. I know not what I was playing or what I was dreaming then, but I struck one note of music like the sound of a great amen, like the sound of a great amen. It may be that death's bright angel will speak in that chord again. It may be that only in heaven I shall hear that grand amen. It may be that desperate angel will speak in that chord again. It may be that only in heaven I shall hear that grand amen.
Made Sleepy Time Gal look a bit dingy.
We now know that Ian Wallace it was, after all, who found the guy who found the lost chord. As for this week's contest, it's been a victory by half a mark only, a victory for John Amis and Frank Muir.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiber.